This is KUT. The Texas agency that handles child abuse and neglect cases started using a system this week aimed at identifying the riskiest cases. As KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, it determines which guardians are likely to harm their children again.
At least 25 other states use the risk assessment system. It's aimed at helping the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services answer one question about a family that's been the subject of a CPS investigation in the past.
Is this family likely to come back to the attention of child protection with another report, another investigation?
Jennifer Cotter's with the Children's Research Center, the contractor that makes the risk assessment tool. If the answer is yes, that family would get longer, more intensive services after an investigation.
When we don't have that same kind of objective, structured process, we find that, you know, we are all over the board in terms of our decision making, and I think that we owe families that consistency and that accuracy in decision making.
The system analyzes about 20 family characteristics to reach its conclusions. Aside from how many kids live in the house and what their ages are, a caseworker adds information like history of mental illness and substance abuse.
The risk assessment is definitely a logical next step.
George Canada is with Child Protective Services.
They could act on the risks that we're identifying, no different than a doctor might identify some high-risk situations that might lead to health problems later on.
Some problems later on are permanent, though. Earlier this month in Houston, 6 children and 2 adults were found murdered. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services had previously investigated a number of complaints about the children's care. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.